Yeah. Kick a Verse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J-Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you letting off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
Let
you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yes. Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block?
On a magazine cover, it's like God told us we had to be brothers in this rap music. Never fucking with beat makers, just a
beat makers.
We making all hell the king. I'm back this time around. I'm coming to get it all. Bigger in the hood than fentanyl. Yeah, I'm killing y'all. Porsche with the ceiling off. Pink blacker than the skin in Senegal. I'm night crawling like Jake Gyllenhaal. All independent though, but you can't tell by the way I'm spending though. Out here talking slick as the kitchen flow. Y'all rock aluminum cans. Your jewelry's Michelob. Mine got them green with envy, these niggas piccolo, pick a flow. I smack a rapper with a lyric that'll hit him harder than that nigga Riddick Bo. The GOAT, go and let critics know. Crooked came up on food stamps, he knew he'd be a champ. Now the Louis V is stamped on my boot clamp. Bitches know, they wave when I smash past. Try to flag me down like the Star Spangled at half mast. My money was young, I didn't have cash. Now I'm like the comedian headlining. I knew I'd get the last laugh, really though.
I've been way too humble for way too long. It's time, you know what it takes me to sing these songs. Sometimes I just wanna take my ball and go home. Cause if I'm only bad enough, I might have to go alone. Really though.
Yeah, brother, been a ride since that cover. From the hood to seeing the whole world with one another. With two other motherfuckers among us, the four sluggers. To this day we break the internet, we talk to each other. Maybe one day we'll reunite at Coachella. Till then, it's just me and my dog, whole yella. Joel is just a fresh cone teller. From the jacks with dope sellers, wore vests and chrome metal would eject. To whole melons was a mess in front of the building. I'm minding my business, bumping that audio too. Sipping my Yoo-Hoo milk, I was chilling. Buffalo hat, top billing, man, give me credit. I survived in an era where starter would get you ended. It was cool to get love, but still move with your snub. Cause that eight ball, I have you playing pool full of blood. Fast forward, just bought a billiard room in a club. Chalk it up to how I still be in these booths with the drugs. The hour, like the most potent sour. Diesel flower, crushed with the coca leaf. Man, that's a high-powered powder like howder. Fucking the sound of me, have you both down and up together. Like the staircase I came out of. I amounted to more than any coward fingers could count up. I got bullets for haters and a trigger for doubters. 2 6-hours become a headache. They'll leave you right over the counter. Nail all the sunflower seeds, sour powers. An hour later, now the neighbors wave. They see me come down a block. I remember my shop teacher telling me stop with the beatbox. Lunch table, hip hop, I'm a flop. He failed me. 20 years later, look who's setting up shop. Really though.
I've been way too humble for way too long. And I think it's time, you know what it takes me to sing these songs. Sometimes I just wanna take my ball and go home. Cause if I'm only bad enough, I might have
Microphone Masters, J-Love and Star Saxon. We do this every week and we appreciate you for tuning in. Got a great show for you today. The one and only Erotic D. Man, if you know your hip-hop history, then look forward to this conversation. Two-part conversation with him. Want to have him back because I didn't have him long enough to get into to really go off and all to all the tributaries and arteries and all that good stuff. But Erotic D was a part of Niggas for Life, was a part of Chronic 2001, the Helter Skelter DOC project, part of the DLC compilation of sorts, Deuce, so many other things, and accomplished entrepreneur as well. So looking forward to bringing you that conversation. But first, let's get into a few songs, and then we're going to come back with the first of a two-part conversation with Erotic D.
They want to know the definition of slices.
What's the definition of slices?
Having your bread, man.
Having your bread.
Hunnits.
Bluebacks.
C-notes.
Strips.
The 28 bones in a pack of dominoes. 1,000 grams in a kilo. 8 pawns on a chessboard. 1 hole in a needle. 526,000 minutes in a year. 165 12-ounce cans and a keg of beer. It's 4 edges to a rectangle. 1,500 worldwide active volcanoes. 43,000 square feet makes an acre. Big-ass yard, not too close to your neighbor. 20 sheets, 20 staples, and a stapler. 3 to every 5 human beings is a hater. I'm having my multiplications in my arithmetic. 30 shots fit in my extendo clip. At the car auction, I bought a Buick. It cost me 4 racks like the mechanic.
Numbers, numerals, droughts, prices. Trying to add, not subtract, no vices. I know who got it in the crisis. I need it all.
What you need?
Slices.
Slices.
Numbers, numerals, droughts, prices. Trying to add, not subtract, no vices. I know who got it in the crisis. I need it all.
What you need?
Slices.
Slices.
The 6 strings on a standard guitar.
52 cards in a deck of Kennards. 3,600 seconds in an hour. 5 gallons of hot water when you take a shower. 750 milliliters in my wine. You can buy it in select states or online. The murder rates and homicides increase. The older homeowners can't get no peace. 7.62s be going through stucco and sheetrock. The tomahawks modified, they not stinnock. On the black liberation flag, 3 different color stripes. There's 42 dots on a pair of dice. I done served more rice than rice-a-roni. I done see more ice than a Zamboni. Through Western Union, I put money on they books. It's 0 bars left to the next hook.
Numbers, numerals, droughts, prices. Trying to add, not subtract, no vices. I know who got it in the crisis. I need it all.
What you need?
Slices.
Slices.
Numbers, numerals, droughts, prices. Trying to add, not subtract, no vices. I know who got it in the crisis. I need it all.
What you need?
Slices.
Slices.
Slices. Slices. Slices.
Slices.
Slices.
Slices.
You're listening to J Love Star Saxon on Microphone Masters.
It's that 96 glue tape show. Lewis in the mix to instruments, the orchestra of life. Set to protect the innocent, delay with a limited with a president I don't identify.
Yes, sir, you can feel the tension rise. Smells like pathos off the pavement. Got me pinning this requiem for the record making. And as we masses happily choke on lethal doses of apathy, we fail to truly see the tragedy of our trajectory.
And it's affecting me. There's a total lack of empathy. Soccer bombs, Nick Cameron, fighting Bob the embassy. Got me not offending me. Why God and police should be protecting me?
My God, the grossest atrocities committed by civil servant Cerberus. Hounds of hell off the chain with murderous purpose, just a justified discharge of a firearm in service. A person of pigmentation made this little piggy nervous.
You know the drill. Throw your hands in the sky.
Savior, once the ones serve you, 18 hot ones turn you to vapors. That's that business as usual. America, the beautiful, brutal few protect their own casually, causing casualty.
Every time the cops shoot to kill, a community rebels and other kings pursue. Can't do much, so we sing the blues. It's nothing but the truth we bring to you with the belly of the beast. You're nothing more than finger
bad
boots.
Aim and ill intent, 5-0 figures will finger. Coming wise, 5.5 pounds, the standard pull weight anyway. Sounds so much more foul just to say that aloud. Makes it easier to squeeze to clips empty while standing your ground.
From Fruit Bell to Evergreen. To Philandro Castillo, now as a daughter. Portray my mind and fight round. Every name I don't know, did it right down. We fight the good fight right now till white power dies out.
You know the drill. Throw your hands in the sky.
Bang, bang.
roots. Ample in ancient auras, heinous, horrid hatred. Found safe haven in haunted hearts way before. Forscored 7 years ago was ever charged. No one thinks it's armed for the forefathers to speak of liberty, yet still deliberately born for the souls of countless more. Every corner's a poetic license, I sent your entities fair. When you sit and let freedom ring with the gunshots and the rebel dead.
This goes out to George Floyd's family and all the business owners having the stores destroyed. Burned down both sides of corduroy. Taking orders from those without borders. War that courts deploy toys for four quarters. Drones from over the opposition. The time to talk is over. Cops stop their pop shots at anything darker than a white skin, light skin hybrid. Tight lit by cameras flash. The aftermath for dead black people. The onslaught of Professor X becoming Magneto.
Gun control means using both hands in my land.
Microphone Masters, J-Love here with the gentleman by the name of Erotic D. If you are a historian of hip-hop, if you know about not only your writers and your producers and people that have been a part of classic projects, then you definitely need to, you definitely know about Erotic D. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. So now, based upon when you came into the game, it's safe to say, since now we're in 2020, that you're entering your fourth decade being in the music business. Is that safe to say?
Yes, sir. We at 38 right now.
Man, how does it feel, man? Because most people, as the saying goes, grand opening, grand closing in the music business or in the restaurant business, etc. So you've been, it's been grand opening and open and open and open. How does it feel?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Like it feels amazing because I never lose my love for the game, and for some reason, God has blessed me to always level up my skill. So at year 38, you know, of course, I'm not 38. I'm older than that, but in my 51st year of life, God's got me making the best music of my career. In my opinion, and lately I've been doing some things with the DOC, and he feels the same way. Like, he's like, dude, you know, you always had it. So I feel like, I feel amazing because I feel like I'm making, like, it just, the music even blows me away. It gets better from, with every project.
Up. So, and we're going to talk about the new project, King Shit, and the single that you have of that right now is called Golden Chopper 2. But I want to ask this. So you've been a part of project that will go down in the hip hop pantheon, not just hip hop, but in terms of just music, classical music, classic music. And can you, I want to get behind the scenes of some of those studio sessions, or maybe some of those, or being a producer. Let's start there. Being a producer. So, you know, what does it take to get that credit? If you and I are in the studio, and let's say I'm the one making the beat, I made the beat or whatever it is, and you come in and you twist a knob here or there, maybe you add a hi-hat. How does that go in terms of recognition and maybe how you had to pay your dues coming into the game?
Well, when it comes to that, as far as how you get your credit, it's pretty much predetermined before you start the work. So in other words, like when I go in the studio with another producer, let's say if I'm working on that Jackson project I was working on, the guy who asked me to come make the project better already had gotten signed on to do the project. So I get paid to do what they asked me to come in and do, and he's going to get the credit as a producer, and I'm going to get whatever publishing and writer's credits I get. And it's the same with Dr. Dre. When I don't know how a lot of these cats have their thing structured with Dre, but for me, in the beginning, Brian Turner put us together so that I could participate in helping NWA finish their second album. And that's how me and Dre started working together. A lot of people might think me and DLC did that together, but I started working with Dre because Brian Turner wanted me and Dre to work together on a group that I got signed. And in return, before we could do that, he asked me to help Dr. Dre and NWA. So when it came to that, we already understood that Dre was going to get the credit. So, by contrast, if I were going to go off and do a Helter Skelter, per se, or an MC Breed or a George Clinton or whoever else, these people are hiring me to be the producer. So, it doesn't matter who comes in and does what, I'm going to get the credit as the producer. But most of the time when I'm the producer on a project, nobody else comes in and twists me. Now you have keyboard players and guitar players and percussion players and things like that, and some of them do contribute original pieces from time to time, but it's up to the producer to decide if those pieces fit with what we're doing. So it doesn't matter if someone, you know, from that point they get a writer's credit if they get a credit. Most musicians are paid just for the session, so everything still belongs to the producer from that session, because those people came in just to be, you know, just to be session musicians. So there's all kinds of ways we do it, but the main thing is if you want the credit, that normally goes to whoever is contracted to be the producer on that project.
Gotcha. So we're here with Erotic D here on Microphone Masters. So I want to ask this, because this is fascinating to me. If we're looking at that Niggas for Life album, which ones do you have your fingerprints on if you're looking at the track listing of that one?
Well, like I always said in the interview, the reason I don't do many interviews is because those questions always come up, man. And I'm just one of those.
Gotcha.
One of those. A deal's a deal, guys. You know what I'm saying? Like,
understood.
Things went, you know, those have to stay under the hat.
Understood. So one of the things I want to, at least with the album that you had a hand in, that I think is an underrated album, was that DLC album called Deuce. And I thought it was, I thought the production on that quality, I know you had your hand on that with, on Ghetto Blues, on All in the Family.
I did like nine of those.
Okay, yeah. So what was that like in terms of, because I thought that, I know you worked on Helter Skelter as well, but that one I thought was more of a, I know DLC was kind of more of, he was kind of the person that stands in the, for the band leader, so to speak, in terms of trying to get these for his label. But you did a great job of execution on that project. What was that time like in terms of putting that particular project together?
Well, putting that one together, man, I think you might have a wrong idea of how it actually, what Doc was representing on that. When we started that record, I had produced the entirety of Helter Skelter. And that's what Deuce was supposed to be. I was supposed to produce the whole record. And it actually started out, 6-2 was an artist signed to my record label. I discovered 6-2. I actually groomed him for 3 years before I introduced him to Dre and Doc. And okay. when Doc had gotten a deal with Dre, and he had signed another kid named Uptight from here in Dallas, and they were going to work on his album. Doc called me and asked me, we negotiated, you know, my payment for me to produce Uptight's album. Well, in return, I said, I'm bringing 6-2 with me, and you guys don't have to worry about taking care of him. I'll take care of him out of what I'm earning, but I want him to be in this atmosphere. Well, I get a call back from Doc's entertainment attorney that says, okay, well, Doc has 3 slots that Dre is letting him bring in 3 artists. Since you're helping us, we want you to have the 3rd slot. Doc's already got 2 artists. We want you to have the 3rd slot with you bring 6-2. That way, you know, once you help Doc with Uptight, your artist will be on Aftermath. So we negotiated between us and them and Dre, and we got to work on what Doc was intending to be a compilation record. But once we got to LA and I introduced, by the time we get to LA, Dre has heard 4 or 5 songs that me and 6-2 put together, so he could hear that and take it to Jimmy Iovine. Because at that time, what a lot of people don't know is Jimmy Iovine pretty much has to approve of the artist that Dre signs to Aftermath. So we had to go through that process and make sure Jimmy liked it. And so the first night that we get there to LA with 6-2, we meet up, and Dre has decided he wants to do a 6-2 album and not a compilation album. And we start working on the 6-2 record against Doc's wishes. Doc wanted, you know, things to go the way he wanted it to go. Dre wanted a 6-2 record, so we all settled in to do a 6-2 record. Me and 6-2 worked, we worked so fast, we did pretty much damn near a whole album within 2 months. We were scheduled to be here 6 months, but within 2 months, me and 6-2 came back to Texas, left them with a bunch of songs. Before you know it, Dre and Doc are not seeing eye to eye on some things, and Doc, 6-2 had gone behind my back and signed a different deal with Doc that made him Doc's artist. And so when Doc fell out with Dre, now in my contract, 6-2 was an Aftermath artist. Once 6-2 did whatever he did, that made him a DOC artist. And when Doc and Dre stopped seeing eye to eye, Doc packed up his stuff, including 6-2, and came back to Texas, decided we were going to work on a 6-2 album. Something in there happened where that turned into a DOC album. It shouldn't have been. Most of those songs that were on the DOC record were done for the Aftermath record. All of the ones I did were done for the Aftermath record. And so DOC and I then had a falling out. So I wasn't there to complete the record. So he told me, I'm just going to use the songs you already have and try to get some of these other guys to match the intensity of your music. Basically, your music is the guideline for everybody else that I'm going to ask to help since you're not here. And so 6'2", you know, 6'2"'s nickname is Deuce. So I think that title came about just out of I won't say guilt or whatever, but it had to have something to do with, you know, making 6'2" comfortable with this turning into a DOC album. Because this was supposed to be a 6'2" album. That's why we call him 6 Deuce. But we call him Deuce on the daily. And I wasn't happy about that at all. But it went how it went. And by the time the album came out, I think me and Doc had mended fences. But at that time, it was, you know, it was too late for us to go back in and make it a better album. Like, imagine if I had stayed in the mix, it would be even better album than it is.
Right.
I ain't gonna say Jazzy Faye didn't bring it. I ain't gonna say Organized Noise didn't bring it. But we know it would have been a different sound altogether if we had just kept our crew together. Because, you know, with 6'2" came L Dog. I brought in a whole crew from Fort Worth. And 6'2" and L Dog were with me. And they were, you know, they were both on Deuce. Like the, what was that? So All in the Family. That was on Deuce, right? I did that track. I did that track, and that's L Dog. He was another artist of mine. And if you ever look at my solo project, L Dog is on every one of them. L Dog was in a group with 6'2", and my plan was to bring 6'2" up solo and then bring the group in. But Deuce, only, I guess Doc really kind of looked like the maestro because, you know, when I dropped out, he had to finish the record. And so, but, you know, the idea was that, you know, I was going to do the whole record. And then I can't really, you know, we're brothers, so I can't really remember what we fell out about, but it was big at the time. And then we packed it up.
USSR, nigga. Son of Tony, man.
Young
Hawk, Mike, 1-2-1-2.
Up along with me. Yo,
yo, where I come from, you damn near naked. If you only got one gun, hitting the OGs, killer shit, it's these young ones. Not even for money either, shit, it's just young fun. You niggas is dumb-dumbs. Put over on my nigga, I ain't seen in a minute. Walking across my truck like he bout to hop in it. I said, hold up, holding. He said, work the brim. Flash the chrome in fatigue, rip rocket fatigue Tim's. I said, hell no, you way too fly to get in my pad. He said, it's cold outside, left him a blunt to survive. Then I hit the corner store, I must have walked in the ball. It's like 3 niggas in each aisle, ready to throw. I'm like, shit, fuck, I come and hit again. Grab 4 swishes in a Pepsi and I split. Wonder why these niggas on some real Kill Bill shit. Cause over $100 bills you can kill real quick. West day yet, woke to smoke the plot, keep something to spread at. We watch the rear view, cameras where we lay at. Wherever you safe at, don't keep your safe at. They're coming to take that. Niggas don't need an occasion for home invasion. Oh, they gotta think that you got a new situation. All in the backyard, behind the bushes waiting. Won't need to cover they face, they so impatient. Niggas come straight home from jail, singing they need a lick. Run up in the wrong damn house and then become a vic. Talking that, I'ma be right by the summer shit. Really come home and get murdered, that dumb and dumber shit. Don't take time to find a grind, they got blind. Shot in they own leg arm, they head in they spine. Afghan, I ran foaming guns in hand. Be careful what you understand. This Afghanistan is standing around here. We don't trust a smile or a smirk. A phone number and a skirt really get you hurt. It ain't just the niggas that be putting in that work. Pussy is a real reason niggas put in dirt. I've been out of practice, I ain't used to the theatrics. I don't use tactics, had a low batting average.
Then I met a chick that was better than average. Yeah. Many petty addicts. True game savage. Yeah. Told me anything that I want, I can have it. Long as I give her this dick with no plastic. With every dish I ate, stick was on the plate. Even all for me ain't no sex. Just for trying to sick. I never hit though. Shit was too weird. She on some shit though. I fell back. Then I got to win the info. Can you trust code and your keys? And wait till you leave. Her and her crew. All of them thieves. And trap you with C's in this habitat. All weapons formed against you and they will attack. Shit is still your soul without a scratch. Leave your skin intact. This world's so cold. Gotta fight just to live in that. You can find your mind, but your heart never get it back.
I don't care what you do for your money. For your money. Just don't try to take none from me. None from me. Two hands, two arms to get bloody. Real bloody. For my money, two faced, they're both ugly. So ugly, nigga. You don't want.
You don't want.
You don't want,
you don't want,
you don't want,
what belong
to me? You don't want,
you don't
want,
you don't want,
you don't want, come along with me. I don't care what you do for your money, for your money. Just don't try to take none from me, none from me. Two hands, two arms to get bloody, real bloody. For my money, two faced, they're both ugly, so ugly, nigga.
You don't want, you don't want, you don't want,
what belong to me?
You don't want, you don't want.
Casual Sports Radio Network, that's where you're going to find everything that has to do if you are a football fan, if you're a basketball fan. If you like a little bit of hip-hop the way that I do, check it out. My man Casual E runs that over there. Again, Casual Sports Radio Network, KSRNAZ.com. You can.
What's up? Fuck a new friend, cause I got enough. Yeah. Niggas want my spot, but they ain't hot enough. I'm trying ball, my haters be hollering. Lock them up in dollars, make a nigga listen. So how much we talking, bro? Self-made from the ground up. Between fast money and women is where you found us. I pray the Lord keep broke niggas from round us. And you don't mean what you say, you just like the way it sound, huh? Sorry, I wasn't raised like that. Hoes asking about music if it pays like that. Same girls last year, I text they right back. Now she hit me round 12, asking about nightcaps. I laugh, but really, man, it ain't shit funny. About a kid out the hood, making his own money. And everybody's willing to party while shit is sunny. But wait till that rain come and watch who gon' get to running. Sharing success with niggas who share the struggle. Swear I'm about just hustling, making this profit double. Tell my girl, roll one for the elevation. Celebrating cause they told us we can never make it.
Moments like this, yeah. I ain't really stressing about shit, yeah. I tell all of my niggas don't, nigga don't trip. And I ain't worried about that money cause that's what I'm gon' get. We live for the moments like this, yeah. We ain't really stressing about shit, yeah. I tell all of my niggas don't, nigga don't trip. And we ain't worried about that money cause that's what we gon' get. Yeah, that's what we gon' get.
Got it. I'm in New York shopping and still I be getting spotty. Anything I'm dropping turn into a trending topic. Cause niggas make hits, shit, I'm finna get into boxing. Bought the Rolex, yeah, I'm finna get into watches. Me and Miss Hunter is finna be in the tropics. I read it in the paper cause I ain't got time to watch it. I'm too busy getting checks, time to make a deposit. Another one. The new death row, yeah, we becoming them. So get off my nuts unless you humming them. The original Dom, I'm a one of one. I don't want bigger fame, I want a bigger house. That shouldn't have been that hard for y'all to figure out. Whips and chains scheme, we nigga out. My Wayne Rooney flow, I'm just kicking out. And this your team captain. When we was young, I never thought I'd see our dreams happen. Now let's bow our heads. Lord, please give us the next 1,000 years.
way I want to live.
I mean, being rich and black means something, man. Don't you know that? Being poor and black don't mean shit. We're living in different times. When you and I were young kids, I mean, there were no heroes. We got all sorts of heroes now. But there are kids out there who wouldn't look up to me.
Man, can't you see? That's just teaching black kids to exploit their own kind. And that's
Yo, this is Boy Foul Lunch. Right now, you're listening to Microphone Master Radio. You already know what it is.
I appreciate you shedding light to some of that stuff I was aware of, but obviously the whole backstory, not fully aware of that. So I appreciate that, man. So we're here with Erotic D. So let's talk about a minute. Let's get into a little bit about, of course, the new project, King Shit. What was the impetus with this? I mean, you do production, but obviously being behind the mic and doing your thing. Talk about this project and maybe what the theme of it is and what was the motivation behind it.
Okay, so there's always a really detailed plan behind everything I do. So when I was in prison, I went to prison for 3 years. While I was in prison, I realized that I had a bunch of Brutuses around me, you know, like a bunch of people that worked for me. They were the ones that told the police where I was at when I was on the run, things like that. And so I started thinking, you know, damn, they did me just like Caesar, except I'm not dead. You know what I mean? Like, they stabbed me in my back, they did all that, but I live. And when I come out, I'm going to go harder, and it's going to make them look like they just, you know, wasted their time. So I invented this alter ego, King Caesar, Gabrielis, and I dropped an album that was a preview to that called Game Over. No, it called it the E-World Order. It was called Game Over first, but I changed it to the E-World Order, Rise of King Caesar. And so after that, I dropped an album, which if you haven't heard, you got to hear it, called Flowers Before I Die. Right now, I look at that as that's the album I have out right now, Flowers Before I Die. That shit is crazy. I didn't do the King thing in that one, but the King Shit is the second installment of a series of albums that lead to a particular album I plan to end it with, in a series, letting people know that I'm the king. Now, the King Shit album had originally been slated to come out on the day I got off parole, which was Juneteenth. So it was supposed to come out June 19th. I got off parole on June 19th, and I was trying to drop the record, but it started getting so good. I was like, you know, I'm going to push it back a little bit because I'm going to flesh out some of these ideas I have. And the meaning of King Shit was, you know, recently a kid that I was planning to sign to my label. You know, I own a big ass studio here, a few of them. And I let him use the studio for free. You know, he recorded on all of my tracks and I was getting ready to mix the record. He was impatient. He was a white rapper. And, you know, I planned on rolling him out like we're rolling out my records right now, but he didn't want to wait. So he stole the album and put it out.
Without,
yeah. So he got pissed off when I went, you know, sent my lawyers at iTunes and you know, Apple Music and all these people and got it ripped down like the same week. He couldn't get it back up. And, you know, so he went to a couple of local magazines and had them write stories on me. It made it look like I'm the big bad tough guy messing with the little guy who's just trying to eat. But what I had to tell him was this, like, yo, this motherfucker is not just stealing from me, but my whole staff. You know, I got engineers that work I had to pay. He didn't pay them. I got other producers on my staff. He used some of their tracks. He didn't pay them either. So you don't get to fuck over me and then fuck over everybody else that works for me. So when I started thinking about titles for albums and all of that, we were actually working on another album. And then when I decided to put out this album to celebrate my parole, I had to come up with a name, and I just called it King Shit because I started thinking about, you know, I'm 38 years deep in the game. Here's the real answer to your question. Hasn't been an artist that releases music in every decade as consistently as I have, especially from Dallas-Fort Worth. There are no artists who started off in the 80s and still dropping records on the regular, who still own several recording studios. I own several furniture stores here. I own my own wine label. I own hair salons. I own a whole lot of shit here. I employ a lot of people. So I looked at it like a king is somebody who leads their people, somebody who gives their people hope, somebody who goes through a war and shows you how to stand up and win a war. Like, no other artist here can say that they've stuck with hip-hop through its up and down like I have. So I've never said these types of things. I'm doing interviews with you right now because I never did interviews before. Once a few records come out, you've answered the same questions over and over. You kind of, when you do this shit because you love doing it, you don't really need to talk about it. That's just how I've been. But now I'm building something that is going to affect the other artists I'm bringing in behind me and, affect my engineers, affect my employees at my retail stores. And a king has to take care of their kingdom. And so, because I've never said it before, this is my album where I'm saying I'm the best at this shit and you can't fuck with me. And until you do prove to me I'm not king, I'm gonna keep saying I'm king. Not the king of, even on the album, there's an interlude that lets you know, there are many kings. I'm not just one. I'm not the only king. I'm the king of my world. I'm the king of E-World. I'm the king of my kingdom. And there are other kings, but not in my kingdom. And so that's what it's about. Just about letting people know, you've been telling me I'm the best for one of the best for 30 years, and I'm gonna tell you I agree with you.
I like that. And I was in it, you touched on something I was gonna ask you about. I came across an article from a few years ago. I think you were possibly gonna be running for a public office seat, and they were talking about the fact that you own multiple studios, as you mentioned, and then also the furniture stores as well. So yeah, the entrepreneurial spirit, I love that, man.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing, starting out as a DJ, one day I realized that was an entrepreneurial thing, and that set my mind on nothing but entrepreneurism for the rest of my life. Like, I started out DJing at 13. I haven't asked my parents to buy me a thing since I was 13 years old. I've never had to work for anybody else. I've never worked for any company that I didn't own. And that was because when I realized every time I broke a needle, I had to use money from my parties to replace that needle. I had to go to the record store every Tuesday and every Thursday to buy the new music. You are a business, young man. And you have to act accordingly. So at a very young age, I decided this was going to be my life. My dad told me, if you want records, I want you to stop playing my records. So if you want records, I'm going to give you an allowance. You save that allowance. When you have enough to buy a record you want, you let me know and I'm going to take you to a record store. That was the only conversation my dad ever had with me about money or about anything related to that. And that set me on the path of owning everything. It was that simple. Oh, I want something. I just wait. I get the money and go get it. That's it. I've never had a bank loan for shit I do. Never had a partner. None of that.
I like that, man. So the one and only Erotic D, man, we're going to have you back and have a little bit longer, get a little more of a history lesson and then also an entrepreneur lesson as well. I own a couple businesses myself, so I know what that's like, dog. So again, so the album is called King Shit, and I believe it comes out at the end of October. So let folks know how they can follow you on your social media if you have any at all. Let folks know how they can stay in touch with what Erotic D has going on.
Yes, sir. I have a Facebook page that's under Erotic D, Erotic Dash D. I think you have to put the dash in there. My Instagram, which I'm starting to fall in love with, use a little bit more than I use the Facebook, but I use both. My Instagram is Erotic D, just one word, all lowercase letters, Erotic D. My Twitter, I'm on there sometimes, and it's Erotic D and the number one, so Erotic D1. And I have my own app coming out. I'm trying to get it ready to load King shit onto it and some videos, exclusive videos from King shit onto my own app platform, and that app is called eWorld Multimedia, E-World Multimedia. You will be able to get it in the app store by the time this app comes out. So, you know, if you want it, kind of hold on to the idea of knowing it's there, or just follow me on the social media. You'll see it when it drops. When you get to my Instagram, there's a link to my website there where you will find albums that I don't release on iTunes. I have full albums on my website that are not on any other platform, and that's by design. I'd like for you to get to my site and spend time at the site, so I put great music there that you can't get anywhere but there.
That's what's up, man. So yeah, be on the lookout for a follow from Microphone Masters right now on your social media. Yeah. Just hit that just now. So the one and only Erotic D, we're gonna have to have him back if he would be so kind. But we're gonna get into some songs, and of course we're gonna get into some stuff by Erotic D, whether he is rapping or whether he has had his fingerprints on it. So you're listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
I'm a product of my golden dreams. Eldorado's the model, following all my schemes. Finding treasure in the treacherous. Life is so hard, but death is effortless. School of hard knocks, I glided through the prerequisite. Professors prepping us to be G's. No other letter in the alphabetical. Can't explain all the things that we've been through. Out in the field, that's what we into. World is cold and it's igloo. Wear a plot on my shit through frostbite on my nigga fingers. Nigga, you millimeters from death. A little squeeze to your chest will fill the preacher's houses on a random Sunday. Road to riches filled with ditches, and I'm on a one way. Don't be a speed bump, another dude that I leave slump for branching out of character while I'm popping my tree trunks. My savage nature paid the cost for the holy throne, so expect some bullet holes if you don't watch your tone. From a golden chopper, I think it's time to buy a golden chopper. Niggas are talking in the streets, so watch it, so watch it. My paranoia hit the reaper knocking, knocking. And girls smoke smelling like nirvana. I let it ring like a guitar. The sound is on his arm. They fall like the ashes from the end of my cigar, bitch. The ballad of a golden chopper. This is the ballad of a golden chopper. Gentle fire, gotta fire back. If that ain't your desire, then bro, you out of whack. You out of place, you out of line, you out of sync, my nigga. We down to dance with the devil, no time to think, my nigga. Shit, if it's peace, we light up the sheets when they sleep, my nigga. We hide the heat, clean the bloody sneaks in a sink, my nigga. It's no remorse, it's only war until the beats come after. The beats in action, we'll have them picking up pieces afterwards. We leave your limbs in limbo, on display for your kinfolk. Glock to the chopper, switching the tempo. Clearing out witnesses, giving out info. Now that's a kick, though, you kick rhymes and kick souls. Back to the pearly gates, hope God reserves a space. Dollars raise the murder rate. Dollar signs and alibis. That's all that I ever pray for. I'm addicted to the digits, so I gotta make more. And I bought a golden chopper just so I could wage war on you fuck niggas. I think it's time to buy a golden chopper. Niggas are talking in the streets, so watch it, so watch it. My paranoia hit the reaper knocking, knocking. And guns smoke smelling like nirvana. I let it ring like a guitar. The sound is so bizarre. They fall like the ashes from the end of my cigar, bitch. The ballad of a golden chopper. This is the ballad of a golden chopper. I think it's time to buy a golden chopper. Niggas is talking and the streets are watching. My paranoia hear the reaper knocking. And gun smoke smelling like nirvana. I let it ring like a guitar. The sound is so bizarre. They fall like the ashes from the end of my cigar, bitch. The ballad of a golden chopper. This is the ballad of a golden chopper. I think it's time to buy a golden chopper. The ballad of a golden chopper. The ballad of a golden chopper. This is the ballad of a golden chopper. I think it's time to buy a golden chopper. This is the ballad of a golden chopper.
the ballad of a golden chopper. Chopper.
What's going on, everybody? This is J-Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. If you're interested in maybe sponsoring a segment or having a commercial play to reach your potential customers, because they're listening, why don't you hit me up? MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. Again, that's MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com.
He's got to get it together. You can. Yeah. RSI in the western New York region. The odds are even. Niggas keep sleeping, scheming. On the way to fight for my freedom. I fight my demons by doing something decent. As far as AH, I'm not at the precinct. I'm in sync. Let my pen think we're nearly extinct. Before I reach 6 feet, I'ma dig deep. The ladies dig me, and God is in me. Weak niggas that was round show envy. Goal is to have the game in a frenzy. I write intensely with a killer's instinct. No chinchilla minx. We live in more bleak. They pitching raw. Killing our people off. They applaud me. I'm sipping on the poorly. The system flawed, B. And we all see. You niggas lost me. Dealing is costly. We glorify evil and make it lofty. I'm a boss, B. Get the system off me. I wanna floss, B. You niggas salty. Tryna be cool, now you paying court fees. We glorify evil and make it lofty. I'm just tryna use the sense that moms taught me. I wanna floss, B. You niggas salty. Tryna be cool, now you paying court fees. I'm still a hustler, in a different way, no drug jugular. My mind is muscular, my product for the customers. It's this rap shit, the mainstream troubles us. I gotta hustle up, record more, double up, what the fuck? If you do anything for a buck, you's a slut. I used to be stuck in a rut, nigga, what? We all wanna live it up, but switching lyrics up, you know they in fear of us. I'm more serious, and rhyme luxurious. You niggas is clones, point blank, period. Me, I ride in a chariot. The hatchet, I bury it. I'm something like Harriet. And flow the scariest. As is more mysterious. And bring the real to your area. The more the merrier. Wifey, I'ma marry ya. It's mass hysteria. I'm sick like malaria. We glorify evil and make it lofty. I'm a boss, B. Get the system off me. I wanna floss, B. You niggas salty. Tryna be cool, now you paying court fees. We glorify evil and make it lofty. I'm just tryna use the sense that moms taught me. I wanna floss, B. You niggas salty. Tryna be cool, now you paying court fees.
Peace, what's good, world? It's your man, Ed OG, and you are checking out Microphone Masters, and only the masters.
Microphone Masters, J-Love and Star Saxon. Again, thanks to Erotic D for stopping through. Looking forward to a part two to that, hopefully sooner rather than later. But in the meantime, let's get you out with a few songs. Again, thank you to Erotic D. Shout out to my man, Star Saxon. I am J-Love. Make sure you follow DubCNN on Twitter and Instagram. Also, make sure you follow Star Saxon at Star Saxon, StarSaxxon. Follow me at Javon Love, JAVONLUV. And until next time, you can.
Quiet is kept, I step with softness off this track that's mellow. So hello, baby, myself, KD, I introduce. It's 94 and like Richard Pryor, I'm busting loose. I go for self, cause self is on his own. But still come real, cause caps get peeled on the regular. I'm telling ya, things getting shady. Used to pack a 380 for them fools who try to fade me. Laid back with the fade black, never got play jack. This nigga KD stay strapped. A deuce five in my ride, yeah, is all I need. Especially when I'm tripping off that endo weed. Proceed, speed, slow, yo. Kinda flossy, so now you know that I'm set to jet. Take my time, never fiendin'. So late when it walks, that it looks like I'm lean.
It's the K, swinger to the D. All of them hoes wanna swing it with me. It's the K, swinger to the D. All of them hoes say I swing it lovely.
It's the K Swinger to the D. All of them hoes say I'm swinging.
I hate to bait ya, my nature was naughtier than stretch. Never was a bone that was thrown that I couldn't fetch. A doggy dog, I'm like Snoop, so bone I'm like a hawk. Walk with a limp like a pimp. Now I'm the talk of the town. I get around a pussy by the pound. Mr. Jiggalo, because I'm always picked the jiggalo. How in a minute, can't wait to get up in it. When it's wet, you can bet I'ma slip, dip it in. You won't be denying I'm addicted with the snicker. It's simply satisfying, cause when I bring it, I swing it like a baseball bat. It's on like that, but I got to be strapped at all times, cause all kinds of hoes be jocking. I'm clocking more hoes, so that means I must be knocking. My boost in H-Town, cause damn, I got the wicked shit. They all come around and now they all wanna kick it with the
K Swinger to the D. All of them hoes wanna swing it with me. It's the K Swinger to the D. All of them hoes say I swing it lovely. It's the K Swinger to the D. All of them hoes wanna swing it with me. It's the K Swinger to the D. All of them hoes say I swing it lovely.
Now everywhere I go, there seems to be a hoe. There's a hoe, everywhere I go a hoe show. I'm scoping the ones with the tight jeans, approaching them with the slight lean, so we can do the night thing. I scooped her, cause I'm a trooper, more like a Mac. I'm super like Cat, I'm super laid back. The truth is, the proof's in the motherfucking pudding. I'm cool like that when I roll through the hood. The cool city, slicker, the smooth titty liquor. Show me ass, I won't pass, I'll move pretty quicker. So hey, stay tuned, cause soon I got more to see. Putting you through my motions in the niggas called Jodeci, so come and talk to me real fast. I'm turning up more lights than Teddy Pendergrass. So if you don't know me by now, Miss Thang, call me up later, then maybe you can swing with a
K Swinger to the D. All of them hoes wanna swing it with me. It's the K Swinger to the D. All of them hoes say I swing it lovely. It's the K Swinger to the D. All of them hoes wanna swing it with me. It's the K Swinger to the D. All of them hoes say I swing it lovely. It's the K Swinger to the D. All of them hoes wanna swing it with me. It's the K Swinger to the D. All of them hoes say I swing it lovely. It's the K Swinger to the D. All of them hoes wanna swing it with me. It's the K Swinger to the D. All of them hoes say I swing it lovely.
AKA 4 we represent Lower East Side of New York City, and y'all listening to the Microphone Master Show.
Casual style, man. What? Come on, post up, side angle, that's my slogan, dog. What? Tungsten, Jimmy Place, come on, London, whoa. Osaka, yeah. Global, yeah. Circular, yeah. Come on, check this out, yo.
I love for you.
Yo, tungsten, I'm about to swim my ass to London. Gotta store the dungeons up. Grungy, get it pumping like summertime. Rump's looking fine, humping double time. Eat that fruit to the rind. Make them press rewind on the slide. Got can't find side angle, why not? I reply, do or die, testify. God knows, I take nothing for granted. Not a moment of sunshine, throwing on the credit. It only takes 7 minutes before you go blind. Frozen moment, infinite. Yes, I do find that the best times involve barbecue and wine. I'm that so comfortable when I'm outside. Jimmy Quaid, thanks for the beats you provide. My name's M-Dub, I stay humble on the grind. No pharmaceuticals, take my time. Yo, eat my vegetables and shake my rhymes. Fourth season, so easy, so breezing. We rolling trees at the even. Just breathing, post up, bitch tent. Y'all need to eat and just get bent. Breathing, ancient sequence. We hold it down like cheap rent. Yeah, we even trying to get a beat on. All I need is keep the trees green. God,
seriously, y'all. Chill, please. I got respect. I got happy memories. I know y'all say I messed up. Why don't be discovered? Every friend I still respect. My sister, my brother. Y'all can scold me. Let's take summer, relax. Everybody pay respect like tax. I know Rocky from Philly. Ninjas from Nippon. I'm happy to be breathing, eating barbies in the lawn. Life is really a gift. Let me unwrap that shit. Our whole planet, yeah, it's getting remixed. We stressing wrong business, say la vie, kids. I'm hitting the brakes, I'm enjoying the breeze. And we cutting EPs that will leave the crowd pleased. Osaka, Ottawa, T.I. and Kitchener. M-Dub, spit that hook and bless these listeners.
Four season, so easy, so breezing. We rolling trees at the even. Just breathing, post up, pitch tent. Y'all need to eat and just get bent. Breathing, ancient sequence. We hold it down like cheap bread, yeah. We even trying to get a B-born. All I need is keep the trees green.
But Kensington's in London and Philly a little different. M-Dub and me just talking peace, kid. Summer means chilling, me langois. And that goes until the fall, just continuing up.
Infinite spin of the circular, live it up. Cold winter make you appreciate the primavera. No matter what your latitude, you better love the solar. Wherever this joint sway, this hot is sauna.
We gonna be hip-hop ninjas, straight out of Ega. K-I-Live, Billy L, Brighton, Main Cedar. Transpo cross ponds like B.A. flights. Philly and London been together for centuries.
Right, burning these stripes as we burning these mics. Swerving dirt bikes and murdering the hype.
The truth's all that matters, life is good. Just enjoy the weather in your neighborhood.
Four season, so easy, so breezing. We rolling trees at the even. Just breathing, post up, pitch tent. Y'all need to eat and just get bent. Breathing, ancient sequence. We hold it down like cheap bread, yeah. We even trying to get a B-born. All I need is keep the trees green.
Thank you all again for taking a little bit of your time to listen to Star Saxon and myself. On behalf of Star Saxon, I'm Jay Love. This has been Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. You can.